Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Epic Conversations podcast, a podcast for parents and carers of young people aged 12 to 25 and those who work with young people. Here we have conversations to provide parents and carers with knowledge, skills and confidence to support and advocate for their young people. I'm Madeline, one of the founding directors of Empowering Parents in Crisis, otherwise known as EPIC. This episode is the first in a series of four podcasts created from the Parent Support Online Expo webinar held last year. In this episode, you'll hear from 10 of the youth and family support organisations that support families in the Northern Sydney region. The following three podcasts are of the fabulous panel discussions with our invited experts, the topics being depression and anxiety, risk-taking behaviour, alcohol, drugs and law-breaking, and the third one, school disengagement. Please, please, please reach out to EPIC if you have any questions on www.empoweringparentsincrisis.com or you can call us on 0426 425 164. So now over to the Youth and Family Support Organisation introductions.
Hi everyone, thank you very much for joining us on the EPIC Online Support Organisation Expo. My name's Madeline, I'm from EPIC, which is Empowering Parents in Crisis. And to begin our evening, I will pass over to Roberta for the acknowledgement of country.
Thanks, Madeline. Welcome everyone. EPIC would like to respectfully acknowledge the traditional custodians of the lands on which we gather and connect today. We acknowledge the elders past and present and pay our respect to the clans of the Carrigal, Cammeraygal, Guyamay, Canalgal, and Wallamagay, where this supportive community often gathers.
Thank you, Roberta. All right, so tonight is all about providing information and strategies for two parents and carers of young people and those who work with young people or interact with young people as well, and to introduce you to some of the wonderful organisations that work with young people and families in our community. But before we start, I would like to wish everybody a happy World Kindness Day. November the 13th is World Kindness Day, and it's a day devoted to practicing and promoting kindness. So EPIC believes kindness feeds kindness. So therefore, kindness is at the core of our organisation. And as such, we would also like to wish ourselves a very happy second birthday. EPIC launched on World Kindness Day in 2021. And since then, we've grown to over 300 members and connected with more and more organisations who also operate from a place of kindness. And as a testament, there's some really awesome organisations here tonight who have come here voluntarily. So I thank you very much. So I think... is anyone hearing an echo? So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to go through and introduce, have each organisation will have a 2-minute introduction, and then it'll be followed by three panel discussions with the experts that we have brought along tonight. So thank you again, our experts. To kick it off, we might start with us, seeing as I've got the floor. So tonight from EPIC, we have myself, Madeline. I'm director and CEO. Roberta is my co-director. Sibba is on the executive committee. And also with us tonight is Rowena, who's wearing two hats. Rowena is representing the Northern Centre. However, she's also the awesome EPIC secretary. So EPIC is Empowering Parents in Crisis, and we provide peer support to parents and carers of young people, particularly young people in crisis and or experiencing mental health concerns. We're led by parents with lived experience, and we recognise that parents are first responders to their children. So we acknowledge that we need support in being able to do this wonderful job that we do, and it's a really hard job. Parents are often confused and isolated and scared, and they feel powerless to help their young person. So what we do is we provide a safe space, which is non-judgmental. It's a community that empowers parents with knowledge and skills and confidence so that they can best support their young person, their families, and most, and also very importantly, themselves. So EPIC offers peer support over the phone, in person, walks, and events such as this. We draw on the hindsight of our members, and we collaborate closely with other youth and family support organisations, such as the ones that are here with us tonight. So we aim to remove barriers and demystify pathways to support. We have big ears and warm hearts, so we'd love to connect with you. Now I will pass over to Anthony Rickney from KIDS.
Good evening, everyone. Happy birthday, EPIC. So since 2005, KIDS Youth Counselling has focused on ensuring all young people in our community have access to barrier-free mental health support. KIDS Youth Counselling is guided by the 8 principles for mental health services as set out by the National Children's Mental Health and Wellbeing Strategy. Firstly, accessibility. We offer free mental health and counselling support with no need for a GP referral or mental health care plan. Young people and their families can self-refer, and we offer convenient appointments close to home or school. We're really focused on early intervention, and we believe that providing help early before issues become severe is incredibly important. The majority of young people who access support from KIDS Youth Counselling do so before they reach clinical levels of psychological distress. We're individually centred in that we tailor our counselling to meet the unique needs of each individual, ensuring that young people work with the same clinician throughout, building a strong therapeutic relationship. Our focus is on ensuring that young people only have to tell their story once. We're strengths-based. At KIDS, we focus on identifying and nurturing a young person's strengths to enhance their self-identity, resilience, and life skills. We're needs-based. Our support is based on the specific challenges young people face, from anxiety and depression to other serious issues. We offer unlimited counselling sessions, providing help to young people and families for as long as they need it. We're holistic. At KIDS, we consider the whole person, addressing their overall well-being and functioning in various contexts and directing young people to additional supports at the right time. We're systemic. We collaborate with the young person's family and support network, creating a coordinated approach to mental health and overall well-being. And we're feedback informed. So KIDS clinicians use real-time data on a young person's well-being to inform our support, allowing us to track progress and make improvements. And finally, at KIDS, we're committed to the no wrong door approach to supporting young people and families, and work closely with all the services, many of whom are represented here tonight, to get young people to the services that can provide them with the right support at the right time.
Awesome. Thanks, Anthony. Ryan?
Good evening, everyone, and happy second birthday to EPIC as well. So my name is Ryan, and I'm from Headspace. So Headspace is the National Youth Mental Health Foundation. We have over 150 locations nationwide, and the Chatswood Centre is the local centre for pretty much the whole North Shore area. So we do early intervention for young people aged 12 to 25, and we work mainly in the mild to moderate range. So really trying to help young people at the earliest stage possible with whatever their concerns may be. We have a multidisciplinary team that's made up of psychologists, mental health social workers, youth counsellors, as well as GPs. And our GPs don't need to be the young person doesn't need to be linked up with a mental health clinician to link in with our GP. So especially with how times are, we know that trying to find a bulk billing GP can be quite tough. So young people can come into our GP services as well if need be. As mentioned, we are completely free service. So all our funding is covered through Medicare and the local public health network, the Sydney North Health Network. And like Anthony said, we are also committed to the no wrong door approach. So if any young person comes into our service, even if we may not be the right fit for them, we will help facilitate referrals into all the wonderful services here and all the wonderful services that are in our region as well, to ensure that the young person gets the best care possible.
Thank you, Ryan. Rowena.
Happy birthday, Epic. Such a wonderful occasion tonight. My name's Rowena. I'm the Programs Manager at the Northern Centre, and I'm here with Sarah, who's our team leader for family support and family worker, and you'll hear from her later. We're based in West Ryde, and we deliver three key programs across Northern Sydney: casework support for people who are at risk of homelessness. We support people who have left domestic and family violence and are seeking someone to assist them to coordinate services as they navigate a life free of violence. And perhaps most relevant to tonight's audience, family and parenting support. We've got a team of qualified and experienced family workers who can support you as you navigate the challenges and celebrate the successes you may experience on your parenting journey. Through individual support, we can work with you to build your confidence and your parenting skills. But you might also find a parenting program suits you better, a place where you can not only learn new parenting strategies and skills, such as emotion coaching or how to have tough conversations, but a place where you realize that you aren't the only parent who's finding it hard. Parents usually connect with us over a three-month period, and many like to go away and give things a go on themselves and come back for a check-in. We're your parenting partner until your child turns 18. When you connect with us, we'll have an initial chat. However, you might need to wait 4 to 6 weeks for a family worker to be available to work with you. But during this time, we can provide you with targeted referrals to other supports you might need. Our services are free of charge, can be delivered face-to-face, via Zoom, over the phone, and we're very fortunate to have a Mandarin and a Korean-speaking family worker as part of our team. So if you live in the Ryde, Hunters Hill or Ku-ring-gai local government area, or have a close connection to these three LGAs, please give us a call. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks, Rowena. Helen from Streetwork.
Thanks so much, Madeline. Happy birthday, Epic. That is wonderful. We've most of us here have probably journeyed with you, so congratulations on achieving this amazing milestone. Hello, everybody. My name's Helen Banyu. I'm the CEO of Streetwork. Streetwork's been operating since 1980, so we think that we're, know what we're doing and have had great success for the last 43 years in delivering service to vulnerable young people. We do this through a one-on-one mentoring program where we link a qualified youth caseworker with a vulnerable young person and they journey together. Look, the young people that we work with are all aged 11 to 18 and are impacted by one or more of the following risk factors, whether it's, a little bit of an interaction with the police. It could be school disengagement, poor mental health. It could be, social isolation, at risk of homelessness as well. So normally the young people we work with are impacted by more than one of those risk factors. It is actually a goal-based program. So the young person, first of all, needs to be a voluntary participant. So as much as many parents or many other organisations, want us to force their young person to participate, it is voluntary. And the young people have to set goals to address the risk factors that are impacting their lives. We call ourselves community connectors. So our youth caseworkers will establish rapport, build trust, and have fun with these young people. And then we actually then connect them to the specialist services who then do the heavy lifting when it comes to the risks that are impacting them. So it may be a referral to a mental health service, or it could be a referral and support while the young person seeks drug and alcohol counselling, or it could actually be that support person sitting with them in the court, the courtroom while their charges are being heard and so forth. We normally work with young people for as little as 3 months. And then, depending on the risks and the goals that they want, it could be, of course, longer than that. We work with these wonderful other organisations and many more that are sitting here, and we're really pleased to be part of this amazing community that is supporting young people. Thank you.
Thank you, Helen. It is a great community. Okay, and next up, can we hear Rachel?
Hello. Hi, everyone. I'm Rachel from SDEC, so Sydney Drug Education and Counselling Centre. So we offer specialised AOD counselling for young people aged 12 to 25 in the Northern Sydney region. So we have a counselling centre in St Leonard's and Manly. We're cost-free. They don't need a Medicare card. It's also not time-limited, and we often say that we have a revolving door. So we adapt to work with young people that they might come for a little bit, have an assessment and get a little bit of support, go away for a bit and then come back when they need us. We also support parents for our parenting program called Paving Waves, and I'll get a bit more detail into that later on. Okay, thanks.
Awesome, thanks Rachel. Justine from Palm.
Yes, hi Madeline, thank you. Congrats on 2 years, it's fantastic. Happy birthday. Hi everybody, I'm Justine. I'm the manager of Tednoff's Palm program here in Randwick. We are a residential treatment program, in brackets rehab, for young people aged 13 to 18 years of age. Our young people come in here to address serious drug and alcohol related difficulties or issues. We usually find in that age bracket they don't quite have an addiction at that time, but usually their drug use is problematic. We operate as a therapeutic community, and the program goes for 3 months. However, I do like to stress, we encourage our young people to come in because they even can take away quite a lot from this program in a period of 2, 3, 4 weeks, because it can be quite intensive. We have staff that are professional staff that are trained in, you know, working through complex trauma, AOD, alcohol and drug issues, challenging behaviours, complex needs, mental health and so forth. The program offers also counselling, so each young person is assigned their own counsellor when they come in. We also do help with family support and group work as well. Once a young person enters PALM, they liked acronyms a few decades ago, they can have a CALM worker, which basically is an aftercare worker. So whether the young person has been here for 2 days or completed the whole program, that aftercare worker will stay with them for an unlimited amount of time, and they will call and connect in with the client and see if they're going to school, help them with counselling, any type of thing they have on their list that they need to address, their CALM worker will help them do that. We accept referrals from all different pathways. The cost for a young person is $165 a week. However, I do like to stress too that quite often we'll waive that for families that are struggling. What else can I tell you? We have another PALM down in Canberra as well, and we've just opened up one, which is quite exciting, in Caboolture in Queensland. So, yeah, I think that's about all from me, really. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Justine. We have Lucy from Kalara High School. And I just want to put a little side note here that in the email that I'll send later on, it will actually refer also to the wonderful work Lucy does through B2B parenting. So there's it's awesome information and resources there for parents. So over to you, Lucy.
Thank you, Madeline. Happy birthday. Always love to have a bit of a celebration, and I have to say thank you to all the other services on this call, because we've used an awful lot of them. I learnt my trade through Helen Banu and street work, so enormous appreciation to her. So the student support officer role at a high school is really a bit like a concierge. They're someone who connects within the school and outside of the school. It's a Department of Education initiative. They should be in every high school across New South Wales. Some schools don't have them because they maybe struggle to recruit, or they might be changing, but every high school should have one. So that's a great contact for your young person. We don't tend to be the contact for the parent, and that's kind of worth knowing. Your contact for the parent will be more likely to be your year advisor. And the purpose of that is so that the young person has someone at school that they can connect to, that they trust, that they feel is their person. And then it's slightly separate from you know, anything that has anything to do with the parent. But we do also, we work in that concierge on the inside to see, okay, maybe that needs to be triaged to the counsellor, to the deputy, to the year advisors. Maybe it might be a whole school program. We might be looking at targeted programs. We might be looking at one-to-ones. But we also can support with finding volunteer projects and getting people into a little bit of giving back. And the only other thing that's worth saying is we also act as a point of referral out into the community. So if you're, I'll talk about it later with specific issues that are brought up, but if your young person is struggling, they're a really good first referral for them to decide whether counselling is even for them, because most SSOs will know how to encourage a young person to self-refer for counselling or look for that counselling if they're a little bit afraid to.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Lucy. It's a really great asset that schools have to have an SSO. So thank you. Okay. Kath from Mission Australia, over to you.
Hi everyone, I'm Kath Best from Mission Australia, and girls, Madeline, Roberta and Siba, this EPIC is an amazing program, and I congratulate you on your second birthday, and I know there will be many, many more. So as I say, I'm the youth counsellor. Across the Northern Sydney region, Mission has 9 programs in homelessness, youth, disability, mental health and alcohol and other drug sectors. I'm part of the Northern Sydney Youth Early Intervention Homelessness Service, and we support young people from the age of 12 to 24 who are at risk of homelessness. It is a free service. We provide individualised case management, counselling support, tenancy support, advocacy and referral, and access to the appropriate services, and because we all work as a community. Our caseworkers are incredible. They'll walk beside the young person until, you know, their goals are achieved, and nothing is too small, and they perform miracles. We have offices in Hornsby and Brookvale, although we are on the caseworker especially is an outreach program, and we'll meet the clients wherever it is comfortable and convenient for them. We cover the Hornsby, Ryde, Ku'ringai, Northern Beaches, North Sydney, Willoughby, Hunters Hill and Lane Cove areas. Counselling tends to be done in our offices, although we do have sessions at school or at other secure locations. We also work out of the Avalon Youth Hub in Avalon every Thursday afternoon. At the moment, we have capacity to see new counselling clients in Hornsby and Brookvale. We've probably got about a 4-week wait. And with case management at the moment, it's a 4-week wait. But so it's an amazing organisation, and we work with them until their needs are met.
Awesome. Thanks, Kath. It is good working alongside all of you organisations. It's really, really good. Really good. Okay. Over to Sam from Youth Upfront.
Thanks, Madeline. Happy birthday, and thank you very much for including us. We're, I guess, probably a little bit different. So Youth Upfront, this year celebrating its 30th year, so somewhere in the middle between the older ones and the younger ones. Our organisation is unique in that we actually focus on the career and transition support side. So we've predominantly been in operation working in partnership with secondary schools. They're our main stakeholder, being primarily funded by the Department of Ed, and currently we're working with just under 40 secondary schools across Northern Sydney. We're often that gateway, I think, through behaviour and disengagement in school, to be able to support schools to then connect into other services. So our team, primarily in that student engagement space, are youth workers, but we have a really strong focus on vocational education. Over the years, we've actually become more of a collaborative approach to supporting young people because their needs have become more complex. And for us, our services fall into 3 key pillars, so skills for life, skills for work, and skills for wellbeing. So I guess primarily our Whilst we do say we will support young people aged 12 to 25, primarily we are focused on secondary schools, secondary school age rather. So some of the key things, I guess, that we engage with are around that career and transition space. So we run an annual event where there's around 2,500 young people attend to support them with all ranges of career and transition options. We work with around 200 plus young people in the student engagement space, which comprises of regular programming. So a day a week out of school, anywhere from sort of 4 week sort of chunk for bespoke programs through to full term programs. So anything from 10 weeks, 20 weeks. And in some cases, we've actually got some schools that have covered a full 35 weeks of the year. So we've got, you know, a few weeks at either end. Generally, they're kids that are wanting to find a balance between what their needs are at school from an education point of view and supporting them in transitioning out successfully into other lifelong learning, so apprenticeships, traineeships, etc. We also link over 2,000 young people into industry placements, working side by side with local businesses. So we're very lucky that's probably the foundational program for us. So we have a really strong partnership with communities through business, families and schools. Really proud, just throwing out something that's just nothing to do with tonight, but we're very proud to be celebrating our third year as a community partner with the Manly Ringer Seagulls, which I think is a really great opportunity for us to actually showcase how important young people are in our community and the involvement and collaboration that sport brings into a lot of young people's lives. And then just as to what Anthony said and many others as well, we work with a lot of services, including the ones on panel tonight and many others, and definitely embrace the no wrong door approach, which for us supports parents to relieve some of that stress in trying to seek support when they need it the most. There's nothing worse than contacting a service and not knowing whether that's what you need or not and getting an answer that says, sorry, that's actually not what we do. So whilst it's not something that any service is funded for, it's definitely something that we're trying to foster across all services to be able to make sure that for parents it makes it easier to just ask, because that's often the hardest first step. So thank you.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Thanks, Sam. And happy 30-year birthday and three-year anniversary. It's a wonderful milestone. Well done. Thank you.
I love that. It was such an honour to bring so many organisations together. I hope you gained some insights into how they support young people and their families. Links to their websites will be in the show notes. Please tune into the next podcast to hear the panel discussion about risk-taking behaviour, including alcohol and other drugs, law breaking and not coming home. We will be talking with Thomas Dent from Streetwork, Rachel from ESTEC and Justine from TED Not Farm.